USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rick Ocasek of the Cars has passed away, USA's John Hunt reports.
He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. He was 75 years old. Ocasek was discovered unconscious and unresponsive by his estranged wife, Paulina Porshkova, the supermodel. He appeared to have died from natural causes. Ocasek and the band The Cars shot to fame with their self-titled hit album in 1978, which included such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Just What I Needed. At the Cars Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the singer reflected on what got him started in the music business.
I'd like to thank my wheelchair grandmother for forcing me to sing in the parlor in front of her friends when I was 5 years old.
Many people also remember the Cars from the iconic pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The subject of expanded background checks was again front and center on the Sunday talk shows. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on CNN's State of the Union.
You have to keep the same constitutional burdens that you're innocent until proven guilty. You can't flip it and say to the person, oh, you have to prove that you're not a criminal.
Democratic presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. He says ramping up gun restrictions can be done in ways which respect the Second Amendment.
This is constitutionally sound. This is absolutely necessary if we care about the lives of our fellow Americans.
In Duluth, Minnesota, authorities say a fire that destroyed a historic synagogue last week doesn't appear to have been a hate crime. Police Chief Mike Tuscan.
We don't have an indication that there was a motive of hate in this. It may change. But today, at this date and time, we can't say that this was motivated by hate.
A suspect was arrested on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Wednesday, there'll be a national prayer service to remember all of the people lost to Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, aid from the U.S. is being distributed to those in need. John Clements reports.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185-mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update on his team.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
Several Democratic presidential candidates are now calling for the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh in the face of a new investigated allegation of sexual misconduct when he was in college. During his testimony last year, Justice Kavanaugh denied all allegations of impropriety. Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Julian Castro are now calling for his impeachment. The president tweeted that Kavanaugh should, quote, start suing people for libel. If an impeachment happens, it would be for perjury to Congress, not for any allegations from decades ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.